from today's epistle reading, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 2. In these last days he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. In the letter to the Hebrews, particularly this morning's passage, we find the same declaration that we find in the opening of today's Gospel, the beginning of John. In the beginning was the Word, all things were made through him, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The baby Jesus, whom we come to worship this morning, is the Word of God made flesh. He is the incarnate Son of God. The readings at this Mass on Christmas morning focus on this and draw our hearts to this theological mystery. But our hearts are really elsewhere. We are more inclined to gaze on the people who are part of the scene: Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and the wise men. Although the mystery of the Incarnation is the focus of this morning's Mass, we cannot go past the scene, the simple scene in Bethlehem, without stopping and pondering. But there are others who are neglected in this scene, perhaps seen merely as decoration or background music. I refer, of course, to the angels. Yet they feature in every Christmas creche, on most Christmas cards, and in many Christmas carols and hymns. The Christmas angels are different to others we find in Scripture. They just come for this great day. The angels in Scripture that we usually find bring announcements from God, and the ones who are important messengers have names like Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. The Christmas angels are nameless. They are a great host, and they do not come to make an announcement or to fight nor bring about something to happen. They actually don't come to do anything. They join the angel who announced the message, and they worship. The Christmas angels simply worship Christ. That, of course, is what they do eternally in heaven. For what they do on Christmas Day is what they do forever. In their appearing at Bethlehem, there is one other purpose, and that is to also bring light. Luke chapter 2 records, "Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them." The theme of light is associated with the Christmas angels. By their worship, the Christmas angels lend light and lustre to the scene. The mystery they worship is obscure. Their presence literally illuminates it. Light is one of the other themes flowing through our Scripture, along with singing and praise. This first chapter of Hebrews speaks at length about the angels bearing witness by shining light on the situation. They do not reveal the mystery and its meaning, but they draw attention to it. They do not explain it, but they worship it by their presence, by their singing, and by their worship. And that, I think, is the simplest definition of our vocation as Christians. Our presence and our worship are the way we live the life of Christ's disciples, just like the angels. Of course, the most obvious thing about the Christmas angels is that they sing. "Glory be to God on high," they sing, "and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." Why do they sing? Why? Because they cannot help it. They are watching the incarnation, the birth of God into the world as a man. Of course they're going to sing. We would sing if we were there, I'm sure. There was music at the heart of creation, at the dawn of this world. There is music always at the heart of worship, and there is music at the heart of God. And so they sing glory. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, the Christmas angels, by their singing, give us a vision of peace. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. The angels sing of peace, and so they reveal the purpose of the birth of the Prince of Peace. From the moment of Jesus' birth, the angels sing of peace, because that was his vocation and ministry. His birth is linked particularly to peace. The angels knew that then, and they know it now. And so on this Christmas day, as we come to worship with the angels, singing indeed their song, we must make their song of peace our own Christmas message. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.